I knew the mic was going to be too high. I'm going to break it. I'll leave it like that. Basically, a bit nervous. I just, someone was going to do the H&I and I had to go. And I see Lee and Shamala look at me in the car park when I was on the phone and they said, you. And it feared me up then and it's feared me up now, you know. But it's the first time that I've done, well, the mic and all that, you know, I've done chairs and stuff. But yeah, H&I, basically, I'll read the little leaflet. I'll just say a little bit. We're a bit pushed for time. Mike's after with the PI. So we're just, who are we, basically? We are Hospitals Institution Committee from the South and Southwest District of Cocaine Anonymous. We are also all addicts and alcoholics that have found our way into recovery in permanent sobriety. Our mission, we are to set up and share that we have learned our pursuit of sober and having a found a solution of Cocaine Anonymous. We have made it our primary purpose to help others achieve the same freedom that we enjoy. And where do we go? We carry the message into the facilities, invited such into rehabilitation centres, prisons, drug and alcohol clinics, and hospitals and drop-in centres, which is my story as well. I mean, I do service for Highdown now. I go into Highdown on a Tuesday and do prison service there. And I tell you what, it's the best bit of service I do. I go in there, not knowing who's going to be there or anything like that. It's not like a normal meeting. I go in and I take someone with me to share their experience, strength, or hope with them. And I come out of there, it is unbelievable the feeling I get. And I get goose pimples just thinking about it because I give back. The other day, I gave someone a 9-month chip in there. And he's been in prison for 2 years. So us going in to help, to do this stuff, he's got clean in prison. Which is amazing, you know, and we need to make sure that we carry this message and keep doing this stuff, which I love doing. And it's a 2-year commitment, so I'm committed, man. I'm there, you know. There's lots of service available there, you know, the H&I meetings in Surbiton down there at 7:30, third week. It's the third Friday of every month. Come and see me after if you want any information about that. But yeah, basically, just a quick little bit about myself to see that this stuff really works, you know. I now go into institutions and stuff to help other people because I was in an institution. I've been in 4 rehabs. And the first ones that the first place that I went to, I was 10 when I went into a hospital. I had OCD, acute OCD, which has got the word obsessive in it to start with, you know. I obsessed about everything when I was young. And they helped me. And then I obviously found harder drugs and stuff. And I went in to all of that. And yeah, that's where my addiction started. But I also went into the Priory for 28 days there. And that was fantastic, you know. I didn't bloody listen. And I come out and I used 2 days later. But that's my experience, you know. I wasn't ready. And 2 weeks later, I went back in again. And then I come out 2 weeks later, and I used again, and I didn't listen. And then I went to a rehab in Portugal, which was a 12-step one. I went through the 12 steps in there, and I got near a year clean time, which was amazing. But then I dropped this stuff. And I'm only saying this for the importance of a newcomer. And that's why I'm here as well, for the newcomer and the person that's still suffering, you know. I just had to say, I was done, I was fucked. I had to just turn myself over and just do this stuff, you know. I didn't properly do it before. And I had a 9-year relapse, you know. I had one sip of beer and I was out for 9 years. And it was very painful. And I hurt a lot of people in the process. And I've heard today about amends and stuff. And that's it's helped me do that. And I'm only saying this because hospital and an institution is a very, very important part of Cocaine Anonymous, of any fellowship, you know. It's very, very important. If you haven't done a chair, go along, ask someone that's in the service. Come and ask me. I'll always take you in there and you can do a chair for me. And there's a lot of other people that do it as well. And just have that experience, you know. Someone asked me and I did it. And that was on a Tuesday in Higherdown. And by Thursday, I went to the H&I meeting and I got service straight away. Someone said, come along, and it was up, and I said, yeah, I'll do it straight away, you know. I do a lot of other service. I do GSR. I've heard someone say about, I didn't really know what a GSR was either, you know, and I just took it because I was told to get service and help newcomers and help. And because of that, I'm 16 months yesterday, you know. And I say that as well because I was hopeless, man. I was 2 stone lighter than I am now, you know. So I can work like 6 stone, you know, and I didn't eat or didn't do anything. And H&I is a massive part of me, you know, and it's a massive part of this fellowship. And yeah, just give it a go, man. And I'll tell you, you get hooked on it. I'm good at getting hooked on things, but, you know, with this was fantastic. What else? Yeah, basically, I go in. I'll finish on this because we've got to be quick because Matt backs after me. Thanks for asking me to do it, Lee. You know, I was petrified before I'd done it, but I'm so glad. H&I is a massive part of me, and so is CA, you know. I owe my life to it, man. Oh, I don't know what I would have done without it. And this time, just put everything into it and do as much service as you can. And the rewards that I've got everything back now, you know. Not that I lost much. That's my story. I didn't really lose much into externally, but through this stuff, I stand here and I'm not barking. My head's not barking. And yeah, love to everyone, man. And thanks for letting me speak, mate. I'm gonna kill you later. But thanks a lot, yeah. Cheers.
Yeah, Lee Addict, could we please have Mike up to the podium, please?